America in the middle of the freaking night. How are you? It's Wednesday night, hump day. The 12th of September, 2007. How are you? My name is Mike Chambers. We're here on the Midnight Rider. And we're going to open lines tonight, so feel more than free to jump into the program and participate. And a lot to talk about tonight. Earlier, it looks like four people who had been helping end Elaine Brown were arrested. We'll get into that. I talked to Elaine at 6:30 Central Time this evening. They're fine. That's the last time I talked to them. And they had just gotten the news just moments before I'd called that these four individuals have been arrested. And so we will talk about that tonight. A lot to talk about and go over. And your comments, of course, always welcome. My website is MidnightRiderShow.com. That's MidnightRiderShow.com. And feel more than free to pop over there. And the chat link right there at the top. Just click on it. You'll go in and poof, you're right in the chat room. Pick a name and you're going. We don't ask for any personal information or anything like that. And there's a lot of people in there that are always chatting. Even Dylan Avery of the movie Loose Change is in there chatting. Amazing, huh? Yeah, indeed. But Disco Dylan Avery from time to time does come by and participate, and they've always been a big supporter of my network and this program, and so I've always been very appreciative to them. And I know everybody's getting back from New York City, and most everybody I've talked to is just deadbeat tired. That 5 days just running around from place to place to place and doing things. Wore all these young whippersnappers out. And if you were in New York City and you'd like to call us and tell us, about what happened, I'd love to hear about it. Because news coming out of there was really kind of slim. There wasn't a whole lot of information coming out as far as what was going on. And so, yeah, if you got a report, I'd love to hear it. There's other stuff that we're going to go into. Look, they're gearing up for Iran. And they're on the mainstream media pushing it just as hard as they possibly can. And we're going to talk about that. And I've even got some audio for you of their little analyst and some really nonsensical stuff that these people are saying. And just it's more of the same. But even though, every time you hear it, you still just get mad because it's nonsense. And so we'll play that for you coming up, and a bunch more. Looks like the Senate is going to try to block these Mexican trucks from remaining in the U.S., which is good news. We'll talk about that. And a lot of just a plethora of stuff to talk about. Every day, there just seems to be more and more information that is creeping out, and we'll get into that and oh so much more. Plus your calls, again, at 800-313-9443. You need to write that number down if you haven't. 800-313-9443. If you're listening to us on the Internet, thank you. If you're listening to us on a micro-broadcast, low-power FM station somewhere, thank you. And thank you to the individual who put it up and is out there broadcasting the truth for all to hear. And it's a big deal wherever one of these is set up at, and I'm very appreciative to be on them. And my hat's off to you as always. And thank you again. All right, we're going to grab a break. Back on the other side, we'll dive headfirst into all of this. And so don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Friday night, we were going to have a good show. I invited someone I consider to be a young gun, and he helps me out on my afternoon program. His name's Ethan Allen. Actually, he pretty much carries the program, and he's about 30 years old. We're going to get into the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Founding Fathers, all this. So we're just going to get down. We're going to get nasty with the truth, and that's coming up on Friday night. I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow night. My wife would say you're going to sleep, so we'll see. We'll see. I'm pondering a night off, so we'll see. But you know, it's just, and I hate doing that. I don't like tonight. I was going to take tonight off, and then on my little network, we have somebody fill in for somebody else. And I thought, well, if they can do it, I've got to do it. So it's boom. So I, you know, there's a standard you have to live up to. So there you are. And so because they did a super job. And so I thought, well, okay, then you've got to get in here. All right, earlier this afternoon, four people were arrested in varying locations. And this from, I don't know exactly, this looks like the AP, the full AP article
regarding this. I'd seen a portion of it at WMUR, the television station there in Concord, New Hampshire. Articles titled, Four Associates of Tax Evading Couple Arrested. Four men accused of helping obstruct justice in the case of convicted tax evaders, Ed and Elaine Brown, have been arrested, U.S. Marshal Stephen Monier said on Wednesday. Now let's just stop him right there. How if they believe that no law exists, and they've not been shown a law that says it does exist, then how can they be obstructing justice? Monier said the men were Serino Reno Gonzalez, 30, of Alice, Texas, who hasn't been at Ed and Elaine Brown's house in 2 months. Daniel Riley, 40, of Albany, New York. Jason Gerhard, 22, of Brookhaven, New York. And Robert Wolf, 50, of Randolph, Vermont. Charges range from accessory after the fact to possession and use of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. But yet, hold on. Oh, man, I'm having to rack my brain. Yes, it was the feds who fired shots at Danny Riley as he ran. And it was them firing shots from the woods in the middle of the night. I don't think that they've been used in the 50 caliber for target practice. Officials believe that the men participated in various efforts to assist the Browns in avoiding justice at their rural home in Plainfield and conspired to impede federal agents. Did they stop the federal agents from coming on the property? I mean, they're trying to make this sound that Ed and Elaine are running. Ed and Elaine are on the run. Ooh. They got a souped-up Firebird flying down the highway. They're on a run. Woo!
They haven't left their house.
Exactly. Exactly. They're fugitives from justice. We're looking everywhere for them.
Well, and furthermore, they can't leave because their vehicle's been confiscated, right?
Well, that's true. See, their vehicle was arrested.
Yeah, so, you know, they're really going far. Ed even tried to get dirt in so he could have something to do one day, you know?
I mean, yeah, you're getting dirt in, and then the feds try to get him because they're trying to level off the land, all that kind of stuff. You can't get nothing done. They're not running. They're not fugitives from justice. Everybody knows right where they're at. I talked to them tonight. It's like they're aiding and abetting Ed and Elaine Brown on their wild, crazy, lunatic ride across America in the souped-up Firebird. Elaine's got her legs up on the dash like Frog and Smokey and the Bandit as they're flying down the highway. One of these guys must be Cletus driving the must be Cletus driving the semi. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm laughing because this whole thing is stupid. I mean, it is literally stupid that we have to go through this all over again. Hey, if you say the law exists and you say that your trial was fair, then show them the law. Let's get this over with. Trot it out and show them exactly where it shows that they are required to pay a federal income tax. That's all they've asked. And they're still waiting at their home. And you know where they live. I mean, that's virtue of the fact that you sent 12 guys in ghillie suits, which are the little sniper outfits, crawling through the woods, up through the grass. The Browns, who were convicted in January and have refused to turn themselves in to authorities, claim the federal income tax is not legitimate. Supporters from across the country have visited them at their home, although some relationships have come to a bitter end.
The Browns have squabbled with bloggers, radio hosts, and several spokesmen and assistants. A website about the Browns said they're planning to hold a fundraising event on their property on Saturday. The fundraising event is not for them. They're raising money for someone by the name of Sherry Peel Jackson, who herself is a former IRS agent who did her own study and saw that there was a law, and now they're after her. And there's a lot of cool stuff that you might want to get signed up for as well, an opportunity to bid on stuff. And they're going to be they've got a concert coming up there on the 15th. And Elaine Denace, she said, man, I hope this doesn't affect turnout. And I think everybody, if you can get there, get there. Come early and stay late. Pack a lunch. Extra sandwiches all around.
And also wear your best clothes because the chopper will be overhead taking your pictures.
I'm hoping that they send out the Blue Angels this time so that way they actually get a show.
Well, true. You know, they could practice overhead and, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it'd be a good idea. Monier said Gonzalez was arrested in Alice, Texas. Riley in Cohoes, New York. Gerhardt at Fort Linderwood, Missouri. And Wolf in Hartford, Vermont. But I think Wolf was actually arrested in White Junction, which is down on the border between New Hampshire and Vermont, according to his wife. In this case, these men are alleged to have helped the Browns in their ongoing refusal to surrender to authorities. The Browns have engaged in a course of conduct that has led to further criminal investigation into their activity. Oh, my goodness. What else have you done? We're leading it into further criminal investigations into the Browns' activities. They must surrender now, or we might find more information. Okay. Anyone who aids the Browns is subject to investigation, arrest, and prosecution for serious felonies, which carry very heavy prison sentences. Now, if you're someone who yourself believes that there is no law that says that the average person has to pay a federal income tax, and you're helping Ed and Lane Brown, how are you breaking the law? How are you aiding and abetting? Silence for Mr. Monier, of course. Earlier this year, officials cut power and telephone service in an effort to ratchet up pressure on the couple convicted of scheming to avoid federal income taxes by hiding $1.9 million of income between 1996 and 2003. By the way, they have solar power, and I talked to Elaine Brown on the phone tonight. Here we go. And I was concerned that this might happen right about this time. I think I'd mentioned it before.
I thought Friday. I thought that they would do something Friday because the concert's Saturday, right?
Well, I think that's probably one of the reasons why they're pulling this stuff is to try to keep people away.
Because were those – the question I'd like to know is the people that were arrested, had they all just been there?
That I don't know. In the case of Reno, he hadn't been there in 2 months. He and Ed had a falling out, and Ed sent him packing.
Or were they getting supplies and stuff for the party? See, that's what I thought they would do. I thought if someone starts coming off to get supplies and stuff for the picnic and the party, I thought that they'd start grabbing them then, and then they'd go in – Friday night or even Thursday night because people start arriving Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured that they'd probably go on Thursday night. I was expecting it this week.
Right.
But today kind of surprised me, but it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. It's right. We're right along where everybody's got this 9/11 hangover.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy for, you know, people just to kind of miss it all. All right, we're going to grab a quick break. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll talk to Henry in Connecticut when we get back on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're also simulcasting on the TruthNet Radio Network. So hello to everyone over there tonight that is listening. Henry in Connecticut, you're on board the Midnight Rider.
Hello.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, fine, yeah. You know, I was this thing that's going on tonight with this guy charged with so-called obstructing justice. You know, they got another stupid law, too, with so-called charge you with conspiracy. What does that mean? I mean, such BS nonsense. I'm talking about the guy who was charged with obstructing justice, who was helping Ed Brown in New Hampshire. That guy.
Danny Riley, yeah.
Right, okay. You know, I've been really... Let me ask you something. Because you sound like you might be like a musician or something. Have you been in other countries other than the United States?
I have.
Okay. Have you been to places like Germany, Denmark, you know... Like
not in Europe. I had a short stop over in London once on my way back from Iran, of all places, in 1978.
Oh, that's it. And that's in 1978.
A long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that is a while ago. You know, not London. certainly not England. As a matter of fact, 200 people left there. So, you know, but I'm really seriously thinking about leaving this country. I really am.
Where would you go, Henry?
A couple of places. Well, let's see. Denmark could be one. New Zealand could be another. Switzerland could be another. But certainly Denmark and Switzerland. I think, actually, there's some Americans already, a few that are living in Iceland right now as we speak. I heard one call on a radio show. You haven't been there, haven't you?
No. It's pretty country. I've watched a number of documentaries about Iceland and things. They're pretty cutting edge as far as technology and the like.
Edge as far as technology. Well, I'd say that with Germany, a couple of northern central European countries, and you say that about Iceland. I mean to say this to get to this. The other thing I'm tired of, too, is, I like Ricky. I like some of the coast here. But to say, you know, and I'm not to put anybody down, but for people in general, you know, I won't mention names, to say that all this treasonous crap that's going on in the country is the people's fault or their fault when the system's being controlled, number one, because they don't either live up to all these religious, so-called moral crap, you know, standards. And then I look at the way people and even the younger people live in Denmark and Iceland as well as even in Germany. And funniest thing, they don't have that, these older people running, you know, they do have them running the countries, but they don't have them pushing that crap in their society like they do here, and yet they don't have more treason there or more totalitarianism than we got right here. You know, it's
well,
kind of
you know,
funny.
A lot of people, you know, that I talk to feel
I
mean, that religion
sexually
is
as well as everything else.
Right.
Go
right.
ahead. I'll shut up. I'll listen.
No, you don't shut up. You're fine. You know, a lot of people in this country are starting to feel that religion is nothing more than another mode of control. I'm talking to more people like that. I mean, it's and people who grew up in church. And I've noticed that over the last 2 or 3 years. That this is
oh, you mean you talk to a lot of people that are saying that to you?
Yeah, you know, they're sitting looking at all this
religion
stuff.
You have people
stuff.
Personally telling you this in the past 3 years.
Yeah,
people
exactly.
have came up to you when you had conversation and tell you this to your face.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I've had a number of these conversations with people where they say, look, they just use this as a method of control to tell you what you can do, what you can't do, and what you have to believe.
Uh-huh.
And just like any other, I mean, it's no different than watching Fox News. How many people in this country turn on Fox News and believe everything that the idiot on the box says? Same thing about the preacher in many of these churches. They don't know where the preacher went to school, doesn't know if he knows what he's talking about it. But by God, if the preacher said it, the Lord must have meant it, so that's good enough for me. And that's how a lot of people take this, and they just keep pushing it on and pushing it on. Now, I will say we are at fault for a number of things in this country because we allowed them to take control because there's a whole heck of a lot more of us than there are of them.
Yeah, but it wasn't people of my generation. This was done back in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act.
Well, it's even before 1913.
You were born. You weren't
I was born in 1965.
Oh, you weren't. Well, okay, you and I are around the same age. I mean, like somebody with me, with somebody 20. So we're all around the same age. That's what I'm saying. Right. You weren't here. I weren't here. Nobody was here when this stuff was initiated. 1913, Federal Reserve Act.
Yeah, but what happened, Henry, to don't ever trust anybody over 30? I remember that as a kid.
Hmm. Well, you got
that's turning out to be pretty darn true.
People at 30 in the schools, everything else, but I guess stuff is different. No, actually, it doesn't have to be that way. But here's what I don't like: it's not a matter of trusting somebody over a certain age. But I will say this. All right, let's get to the religious thing because you're very interesting. You sound like a somebody.
We'll pick it up on the other side of the break, Henry. Gonna grab a break. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800. That is 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back right here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Here on the Midnight Rider, Wednesday night, the 12th of September 2007, we're talking with Henry in Connecticut. Henry, pick up where you left off.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right, let's get to the religious stuff. What I was going to say, a couple of things, but pointing out with this, is I'll give an example. Even with the political elections, I know some of them are hypocritical or whatever, but I remember even in the 80s, instead of either one of either party, instead of them mentioning things that what the people you know need to do for the country's infrastructure or either securing the country's you know tariffs and trades, all they kept talking about always back and forth. Even Hillary tried to pull it when she quoted the scriptures, and I don't think she's going to get a lot of younger people, even people under 45 and younger, voting for her with that anyway. Is all they talk about is we should let all these filthy third world immigrants in here because they work hard and all this hard work and struggle and values, and where they have a lot of families and kids, And we should, you know, this whole country, the whole thing, the standard is whether somebody comes dirt poor and works their way up to the top. And they've caught them lying about Bill Gates. He was born rich and he lied. And there was one media outfit tried to make him think he was born poor. They did that with a couple other millionaires, too, by the way. I won't get into all of it. But it seems to be all this standards of morality and Christian values and hard work and family and all this. Meanwhile, this country's infrastructure and everything compared to Switzerland, compared to Denmark, compared to Germany, except England. England's a cesspool, and I, of course, say immigration. That's part of it, among other things. But the ones who have the better standards of living, regardless of the socialist government, one way or the other, because that's a government system. I'm talking about the people and the social, what can I say, the sociological fabric of the people, not their system of government, okay? It seems to be ours is just, our stuff of our country's just been falling apart. And all they care about is putting all this harder college debt, put a lot of excessive amount of challenge and struggle on our future generations, the ones even not much younger than me, like in their 20s or teens, to hep up to all these standards of values and morality crap that I don't see in a lot of those European countries. They do with their people.
Well, again, you have these politicians simply pandering.
Not just the politicians. I'm talking about these older people going along with it. And I have nothing to do with the politicians. They'll vote for them and be fooled by them. But even if not, I'll hear them say it among themselves.
Well, you know, I mean, Henry, because why do we keep buying the fact that the same group of people, whether it be Democrats or Republicans, the party that's not in power said they're the party of change. Yet when they get in, nothing changes. And
that's
then
true.
The party that lost power comes back and says, well, we're the party of change. And guess what? It's the same stupid people that have been there for the last 40 years.
Yes, that is true. But that is very true. You know, they're making a good point, or more than that. But it seems to be this whole thing seems to be this whole global make humanity grow, evolve to the spiritual destiny of becoming one race and one world and coming together. It seems to be mostly the S-H-I-T, I'm not using the word, I know we're on the air, from the older generation, mostly. I didn't say all of them are bad. You know, Robert Chapman's a great guy. You know, Ricky Adams is a terrific guy, very smart guy, too, by the way, both of them. But and he's a religious guy too, right? I'm not into that. But also, when you mention a Christian, or when you mention something with religion, that's another thing too. I was told this too by many people been to some of those Central and Northern European countries. Not just the moral stuff, even with sex or non-sex, but even in general, they are not wrapped up into all that religious Christian stuff in general. That the percentage rate. They have to tax the churches, but the churches get some kind of tax subsidy from the, taxpayers' money, something from the government to keep them afloat. But the fact is, even those idiots in the South with the white hoods and even the KKK, even if they're listening, I'll tell them, Christianity was not the original religion of the European race to begin with. It got there by bloodshed and by the sword. And you mentioned about the reason why they make these religions have this is just to control everybody, the ones who respect it or believe in it. I think that's what it was to begin with. I think that's why it was invented.
Right.
And you may be right, and I can't say that I disagree. Because you know, I was always told that the Bible, and I can't say that it isn't, is the holy word of God. But if you've got men picking the books...
Yeah.
Then it seems to me like something's going to get in the way somewhere.
And there's some books missing out of there, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Including some magic witchcraft seals from Moses. I actually saw them. It's called the 8th, 9th, 10th books of Moses and the 6th. Anyway, it's not in there. It's not in the regular Bible thing. It's not.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, you know, we go back to when I talked with Alan Watt a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he's a brilliant guy, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant guy. And I'm glad he's got a show on RBN now. That, you know, with so many levels of control and conditioning that they have over us, and that we just blindly just go along with it because we've been treated like Pavlov's dog, where we've been conditioned to behave in a certain way, and they will put certain pieces of information or certain shows and items and things in front of us because they know exactly how we're going to react. And now on television, And especially with these political campaigns, everything is focus grouped to death, where they'll get a bunch of people in there, buy them dinner or give them a trinket, and will subject them to whatever nonsense that they have, and they'll gauge people's reaction on it, and they'll tweak it and sell it according to what these people respond to.
Yeah.
Because they know how we're going to react.
Yeah, that's true. You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's a good point. But I know you have other calls, but I really am tired of this country with its, we're the only country where you got, and it does seem to be mostly older people with this, too, with this force of all this multicultural stuff. And another thing, too, like Japan, for instance, and their immigration policy, it would make better sense that this country takes in people from certain countries that they want to be accustomed to, that they want in their country, like an inventor, like Nikola Tesla, for instance, something to make this country a better Western civilization. But it seems to be the ones born, I should say, from the 30s, 1930s, and even 1940s up to about maybe late 40s or so, especially, including one Rabbi Jakob Spivak, who has another Jewish radio network something. We're just supposed to bring in stuff for the name of ethnic diversity so they can mix everybody up. And because they work hard and meet certain all these values. You know, that is the stupidest. And I would hear this dumb S, I'm not going to say the word, way back in the early 80s, and I wasn't even old enough then to vote for Reagan then. I would hear it then. Not that I really hated everything with Reagan, one or the other. I know he was manipulated, but we're not supposed to bring in people who think we assimilate with us, or even people we want to make our country or our community or civilization what we want. We're supposed to just flip over, like even the Mexican thing now. It's not just the globalists that destroyed the country to create the North American Union. There were people that are non-globalists. I'm talking non-Clinton, non-Bush, that think we should just let this third world crap in here because of lawless work, values, and struggle, and oil. Just American people, and American youth, let them just roll over because we got some S in here because they struggle 12 hours a day or whatever. And, you know, there's no sense of technology, of brain, scientific, like what you mentioned about Iceland. What I know about Germany and a couple of countries, Italy, too, by the way. Here, everything is just work, hard work and values, will they be a better person. And that's why this country is becoming filth. And it's the globalists and some of the older Christians together with that, even though they both, you know, the globalists want to kill the Christians. I understand that.
Right. But, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, okay. Take care. You be well.
Hey,
bye.
Thank you. Yeah. I think back to where, you know, you were told that you go get a job at one place and you stay there for 30 years. You're conditioned to be there. And on that day when you turn 65 or whatever the retirement age is at that particular company is, you know, you get your little gold watch and off you go. You know, it's, we are controlled at so many different levels. And you have this aspect of things. You have people who grew up became adults in the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s with the advent of new medias. Late 20s, radio starts becoming very popular. And sets are beginning to hit homes just like televisions are now. I mean, every house had a radio. You go to the 1950s, by the late 50s, people, nearly everybody has a television. And the type of media changes, and, I mean, look, how many Americans believe when the War of the Worlds that Orson Welles put on, that we were being attacked by Mars? People were in a panic. Because people have been conditioned to believe everything. We're no longer taught to think critically. To examine an issue and try to say, oh, okay, let's pull this out here and examine it for what it is, point by point. Can't do it anymore. Can't do it at all. So we expect some talking head on television to come tell us exactly what it means, or Rush Limbaugh after he takes another OxyContin and has another Viagra so he can look good for the and hot for the women at the next golf tournament he shows up at. Or Sean Hannity. Oh, Sean, you're a great American. Yeah. What do you think about this? He doesn't know. This is a guy that couldn't find his butt with both hands tied behind his back. Because he knows nothing about the reality of things.
And if he does, I mean, I don't know how he sleeps at night. Because then he's just like the rest of them. Same thing with Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, the whole crowd. But we've been conditioned to act a certain way, to do things a certain way. And, you know, my goodness, you can't have that. You know, preacher down the street says you're going to die and go to hell, boy. Well, you know, that same preacher down the street is also saying that Israel's a great country and we need to support them no matter what, even though they're starving and killing Palestinians just for the hell of it. Well, there's your disconnect. You know, I think too many times religion spend too much time telling people what they can't do as opposed to what they can do. That's why in my opinion, the church in this country, the reason the church in this country is falling apart and falling off, whether it be the Catholics, whether it be Protestants, Baptists, whoever, is because they spend more time telling their people what they can't do as opposed to what they're able to do. The Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. But if you're taking it from one form of bondage into the next, where's the freedom? And it's no difference with us here. We just move from one enslavement to the next. As things change, oh, well, let's change the economy. We don't need manufacturing anymore. We've got slaves and prisoners over in China to do that for us. So, hey, let's build lots of McDonald's and Burger Kings and put them everywhere. And now everybody, instead of making cars and building homes and making things that actually work like televisions in this country or other electronics, Zenith used to be a huge manufacturer of electronics in this country, all but gone. I remember walking in somebody's home in the 70s, and if you had a Zenith TV in your home, man, that was like something to people. Wow, you got a Zenith. And these were huge pieces of furniture. I used to have a 27-inch black and white Zenith console in my bedroom when I was a boy, and I thought I was like a hero, man. Now, granted, Mom and Dad had color in the living room, but it was on a 19-inch TV. I had a 27-inch black and white. I could pull in TV from three different states because it was quality work. And they shipped it all out and made it go bye-bye. And now we're conditioned that, oh, hey, this job at Taco Bell is dandy for you. Pull up to one of these fast food restaurants if you can stomach the food. And look at the age of these people that are working. It's not high school kids anymore. It's not senior citizens that are doing the Hire the Geezer program that they have at these fast food restaurants anymore. It's people 35 and 40 and 50 years old, all in their prime working years, because there's no more jobs. Where I live in Oklahoma City, the General Motors plant's closed. It was a huge plant where Lucent manufactured, you know, electronic equipment and telephone equipment. Gone. America Online, gone. I mean, these companies are gone. The manufacturing in this country, in this city, gone. Huge places. Huge places. Yeah, you're right. A few call centers is left, and that's it. That's it as far as business. But they're building restaurants all over the place.
And new houses.
And which nobody's buying.
Right, and everything else. But yet our manufacturing base is gone.
Yeah.
There's a few call centers that pay $8 an hour, and that's about it. But yet they are building like mad.
Hey, a high-paying job in this area now is 7-Eleven.
Yeah, at $10.60 an hour.
Yeah. And look who's working in there now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people from all stripes. I mean, they're just literally all ages. I mean, it's incredible. People with college degrees working at 7-Eleven. People that went to law school that will never pay their student loans off because the average lawyer makes about $25,000 a year in this country. And they spent far more than that on law school. $700 homes are going to be up for auction in Detroit. that have been foreclosed.
They have actually the largest foreclosure rate. I was reading a thing on it.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, there are entire neighborhoods that are now empty, not because they were cleared out for some reason, but because of foreclosure. This country's going bye-bye. The federal government, the Congress is about to give $850 more billion dollars to increase the debt limit, to put it over $9 trillion. Not just a little bit to kind of keep things afloat, but a whole lot of money. $850 billion is essentially the Defense Department budget for 1 year. And nobody's up in arms. Why aren't we in the streets? Why weren't truckers sitting down at the border when these Mexican trucks rolled over with their rigs parked saying, you're not coming across, you're not taking my job? We've been so conditioned, so dumbed down, that a country that started off with such a big bang, I'm afraid, is going to go into the night with only a whimper. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider. Mike in Illinois, we'll talk to you after the break.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Bother you. Now I stay away again. I will crawl. Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're here every Monday through Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Time. Glad that you are with us. The chat room is open right now at MidnightRidershow.com. That's MidnightRidershow.com. Just click on the chat link and pick a name and you're in with us. Let's go back to the telephone. Mike in Illinois, you're on the program. Welcome, sir.
Midnight Rider, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm calling about mainstream conservative talk show hosts. Riley, okay. Hannity, Limbaugh, Medved, Laura Ingraham, you name it. They're all pro-Israel. I remember listening to Hugh Hewitt last summer during the Lebanon War with Israel say, the Congress should send a supplemental aid package to Israel during this crisis for Israel, on top of the $3 billion we give to them.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
These so-called Americans, are they traitors, or do they really believe that we need to support Israel because it benefits us?
That's what a lot of people think. Because the bill of goods has been sold that you don't mess with God's people, and so that you've got the religious right that is associated with God's people, with the people in Israel now, when clearly the Bible says that these people that are there are not the people of Israel. But you've got so many people that are waiting on the rapture train to check out. I mean, I remember a few years ago there was a prediction that the rapture was going to occur, and I personally knew people that went and maxed their credit cards, everything they had out, having a good time before the rapture came, and when it didn't happen, it was like, oh no. And they were in bankruptcy court probably 6 months later because they couldn't afford all the bills they'd run up.
These people that you're talking about, these rapture people and these protect Israel for the sake of the second coming people,
right?
They are a special kind of stupid, and it's not funny just saying that. They are going to lead us down to World War III and Armageddon. I mean, it's sickening.
I had somebody tell me this once, that these people are so heavenly minded and they're no earthly good.
Right. It's really dangerous, and George Bush is one of these people. You know,
I don't see Bush as one of these rapture people. Bush is playing a part. He's playing the playbook that's been set out for him, and part of it is to pump up Israel. The whole idea is to grab control of all the Middle Eastern resources, and in the end, you've got Israel there, and you keep pumping the money and funneling the money, and you use them as the little protectorate that you're trying to keep safe, because they've been so abused. And, but yet, they're disconnecting the water on Palestinians. They won't allow them medical supplies. They shot an 11-year-old kid the other day for playing in a tree. I mean, my God.
The whole...